How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate it if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So one of the quickest ways to actually increase the amount of money you're making as a coach or consultant is to simply increase the price of your current offer. But the main reason many people don't do this is because they're scared to. They've never been able to sell a product at that price before, or simply haven't been confident enough in themselves or their ability to actually sell their offer for that price, when in reality they probably should be. So if you are currently one of those people, today I'm going to talk you through some quick steps for actually increasing your rates as a coach or consultant. So without any further ado, let's just dive straight into step number one. And pretty much it's important that you already have an offer in place. If you're listening to this, I would make sure that you already have that offer. You have sold it to people in the past, or you currently have clients that are going through your program or whatever it may be, because it's important that this is the case. Otherwise, these steps aren't going to be applicable to you. So if you've got that offer in place, the first step you need to do is simply ask for feedback on your current product or service. Because if you aren't asking for feedback, how are you ever supposed to know what's good about it, know what's wrong with it, and improve upon it as a result? You won't be able to, because you are simply going in blind at every single corner you head into. So it's very simple. When you are going through your program with people, or when you are consulting others, ensure that along every step of the way, you're asking for feedback on your service. Or if people have got to the end of your service, again, ask for their feedback. What did they like? What didn't they like? Or especially if somebody doesn't want to work with you anymore or quits halfway through your program, they are the people you need to know why they have done this. Why have they quit? What didn't they like about the program? Because you need to iron out all of these creases, because you won't be able to sell a product or a service long term that people don't like or doesn't deliver on the value that you promise. So you need to ensure that you are asking for feedback. You need to be humble. You need to understand that you're probably not going to get it right first time around, and that then it is actually okay to ask for feedback, because it's everybody. It's best. It's no loss at doing so. It's going to be better for everybody involved if you ask feedback and improve on things that don't work, or double down on things that do. So please, first, step one, ask for feedback. And then quite naturally, step two is implementation on this feedback. There's no good in asking for feedback and then not acting upon it, or going, that can't be true, that person is lying, or that's the first time I've heard this, why would anyone else think the same? You need to just take on board every single bit of criticism you may get about your product or service, because if somebody didn't like one thing about it, it's likely that other people are going to have the same opinion. And even if it's the first time that this thing has come up, you need to look at it and go, okay, this didn't actually spring to mind in the past, but the fact somebody's brought it up now, I need to look at this and be serious about it and go, hey, look, what can I do to improve this? So if you're not actually implementing improvements upon the feedback you are given, then how is your product or service ever going to get better? It won't. So those two steps kind of go hand in hand. You need to be asking for feedback and then ensuring that you are humble enough to take action on this feedback and improve your product or service wherever it is needed. Because if you aren't improving your product or service, it's never going to get better. And if it's not going to get better, you can't charge a higher price for it. But if you know that throughout time you are ironing out all of these different mistakes, then you know that over time your product or service is going to get more and more valuable, and therefore you should be able to charge a higher and higher price for it. So step one and two go hand in hand, and they are a very, very simple way that pretty much everybody should be doing anyway, but some people are too stubborn to ask for feedback in the sense that they think their product is already perfect when you're never going to get it right first time. So you need to have those test runs. You may need to have a cohort of people that test this service for you. And what I mean by that is, say, let's come up with a coaching program. You may give a discounted price to the first 10 people that go through it, because ultimately people have never been through it before, so you don't actually know how valuable it is or what things work well and what things don't. So maybe have a cohort of people that pay a reduced price, but then you get feedback from these people and you can then improve upon those things before you go out on that wider release. So step one and two, get feedback on your current product, and then step two, implement that feedback and actually improve on the things that people say they didn't like, or double down on the things that they say they did like. Now, step number three to actually increasing your prices, and that is simply asking for testimonials from your current customers or clients. People are far likely to buy something if they know that it works. If they know that it works, they feel as if they're getting far better value for money, and they're not looking at it and going, okay, this is a really expensive product. What if I buy it and it doesn't work? You need to eliminate as much risk as possible from the purchasing process for somebody that may be on the fence about buying it. And if they can see that there are other people who were in a similar position to them, or that they are currently in now, and you've been able to help them get to the point that this person actually wants to get to by them actually going through your program, and somebody can see this because there's a testimonial for it, it's proof of concept to them that you are able to help them get from point A to point B. So if you don't have any testimonials yet, go back and ask people you know you've been able to provide value to, and try and get a various array of examples so that you can be applied to as many different scenarios as possible, because you are going to have clients from very different positions or different starting points or want different end goals. So if you can have testimonials that cover all of these potential options, then you're laughing, because then you're going to get anybody or everybody that comes in and go, can you help me with this? You can go, well, yeah, look, I've got this testimonial. Somebody was in a very similar position to you. I then obviously took them through the program, and now look where they are. And they're going to be able to look at that and go, hey, perfect. You've done it for someone else. You can obviously do it for me. And because of that, it's proof of concept. And because you've got proof of concept of your program and the value you can provide, you can charge more for it, because you know just how valuable this service is to somebody else. You know the multiplier you can get for these people if they go through your program. So if you are charging X amount of money for your product or service, but the value of the return is far higher than that, you know that you can charge your prices accordingly. So ask for testimonials from your current customers or clients, or people that have been through your program in the past or through your consultancy. And that way people will know that you can provide the value and therefore are far more likely to pay a higher price for it. Now, final point, and this is one that many of you are just going to simply kick yourself for, and it's one I wanted to round off on, because it is often the biggest barrier for people, and it's actually having the guts to increase your prices. So many people won't increase their prices because they are simply scared to, or they think that people aren't going to pay them. But if you haven't asked before, how do you know that somebody won't? You don't. You have to actually put yourself out there and go, hey, look, this is my price, and it's going to be far higher than anything you've ever sold anything for before, and that's fine. You need to know that there are people out there that pay for these things. There are people out there that sell coaching packages for $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 in lump sum payments or split payments, but ultimately the program itself costs $40,000, and you're worried about someone not paying £1,000 for your program. It's disparity, I get it, but this person's only willing to or able to charge this higher price because they've done all the other things I'm mentioning. They've got feedback on their product, they've implemented and improved it over time, they've got all of these testimonials, they know the value they can provide to their audience, and therefore they can charge that higher price for it. But if you haven't charged a higher price for yours before, you don't know you're able to. So next time you get on a sales call, up your price by $500, $1,000. And chances are, if you've pitched yourself in a way and you've proven the value you can provide to that person, they're still going to pay that amount of money. And when somebody says yes, that light bulb will switch on in your brain and you'll go, oh, wow, I didn't actually know I could do that. And then you will never go below that price again because you know somebody is willing to pay that price for it. And then you keep edging it up and up and up. So actually having the guts to go out there and ask for that higher price is the final thing that you need to do. You can do all of the other things. You can get feedback and you can implement this feedback and you can get testimonials. But ultimately, if you don't have the guts to ask for that higher price, you're never going to get it. So please, just try it. What's the worst that can happen? They say no, or they negotiate down a little bit, but that negotiation down is probably still going to be higher than the price you were previously charging. So again, it's a win-win. So please, this is how you are going to increase your rates as a coach or consultant. So listen back, feedback on your current product or service, then actually implementing things to counter this feedback that you've received. And then obviously ask for testimonials from your current customers or clients or people that have been through your product or service in the past. And finally, actually having the guts to ask for this higher price. And ultimately, if you do all these things, you will be able to increase your rates. Hope you enjoyed, and now start implementing. Now that does wrap up today's podcast episode, but as a thank you for tuning in, I wanted to just invite you to the Social Media Marketing School Facebook community. It's pretty exclusive, I don't let everybody in, but it is a phenomenal group of individuals who essentially have a shared vision and want to build something incredible using social media, whether that be a personal brand or leverage social media to grow their business. So to join, just head over to the description of this podcast episode. You will find a link to the Facebook group, fill out the group submission questions, and I hope to see you inside. But if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way, you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram, and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I've mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at TheEthanBridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.